won the race. But Gilbert was the winner in most of Nevada's counties. You know, it's kind of like what happens with Republicans all the time. They win most counties in the entire country, but they're bigger counties with bigger populations, and the Democrats usually win the popular vote. But Gilbert is disputing that. The state party has endorsed Gilbert, and the former president Donald Trump, of course, he endorsed Lombardo. But Gilbert's campaign cites the fact that nonpartisan voters were unable to vote in the gubernatorial race, that the party elections in Nevada are party exclusive, and nonpartisan voters do not receive a ballot from a political party. So people are being left out of the process. That's what I'm reading into what this is all about. Now, no county or state official has reported any abnormalities to the June 14th primary. Elected officials in Esmeralda County, they voted to postpone the certification of the primary election, which contained more than 300 votes.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how far he gets. And again, he's used to working within the system, within the courts, and this ultimately will have to be challenged in a court of law.
And there's no automatic trigger for a recount or anything like that either. So,
11% is well outside the margin.
Yeah, it is.
Like 1% or something.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see if he has a legal leg to stand on. Again, normally I would sell somebody short saying, this is too close to call. But this is not too close to call.
11 points is a lot to overcome.
That's insurmountable. One thing I think will be interesting to see is when he actually goes into a court of law and where he does this, if he's going to do it in Carson City or if he's going to do it someplace else in the state. But we might next week check in with Joey Gilbert and find out where he is on this thing. Interesting story, though. Coming up, this is going to be fascinating. That coming up, we're going to talk to the Nevada Executive Director of American Majority. Rebecca Wood will join us. And we'll talk about some training that's going to be going on in our community relative to elections. We'll do that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in a dingy basement of a factory in 1986. Instead of customers, my visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. To psych myself up that I was going to succeed, I wore formal business attire and a tie to that lonely factory basement every day. I was a total type A business geek, crunching spreadsheets for my accounting. Today, my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, makes accounting simple for accountants and non-accountants alike. Eliminating the need for many of us business geeks to crunch spreadsheets or wear formal business attire ever again. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com. PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court has ruled that Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. That ruling was attacked by New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's particularly painful that this came down at this moment. We are still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred, the loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren.
The president of the plaintiff New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Tom King, says law-abiding gun owners are not responsible for the gun violence in New York State.
We are not the problem. The problem is the criminals and the wrongdoers in the state. And the politicians have to learn that, and they have to get off their butt to do something to solve the crime problem in New York State, not the gun problem, because there wouldn't be a gun problem if it wasn't for the crime.
Across the street from the court, the Senate sped toward passage of its own national gun legislation. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote for the High Court's 6-3 conservative majority. Federal agents have searched the Virginia home of a Trump-era Justice Department official who championed efforts by President Trump to overturn the results of the 2020 election. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. Separately, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington confirmed the existence of law enforcement activity in Lorton, Virginia, where the man lives, but would not elaborate on the purpose. His role in the run-up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol is being featured prominently Thursday at the House hearing investigating the riot. President Trump has called the hearings a witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 194 points, the NASDAQ rose 179, the S&P advanced 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Bureau of Land Management has proposed fee increases at Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area, and they're asking for the public's feedback. In an executive summary of the proposed amendments to the Red Rock Canyon's business plan, the Bureau says the fee increases would help improve visitor services by reducing park congestion and decreasing damage to the environment, including decreasing vandalism and theft through improved agency operations. The proposed fee increases include raising the daily vehicle fees for the 13-mile scenic drive from $15 to $20, raising daily motorcycle fees for the scenic drive from $10 to $15, and raising the Red Rock annual pass fee from $45 to $60 next year. The standard amenity fees for the scenic drive have not been increased since 2018. The campgrounds, the nightly campground fee would increase from $20 to $25, and the campground group rate would increase from $60 to $80, according to the summary. Also, congratulations is due to the Las Vegas Aces players, sending three to the All-Star Game, Aja Wilson, Jackie Young, and Kelsey Plum.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just check the traffic cams. I'm looking for an accident, but I don't see one. But there is still a lot of congestion there on Interstate 15 in the resort area, northbound at Sahara and southbound at Oki. And only two lanes available downtown at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour, live and local. Don't forget, Wayne Allyn Root coming up at 3 o'clock. And at 2:50, we'll be giving away a free $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. That'll all be coming up 2:50, 10 till 3. And so make sure you stay with us. Do not leave us. We might lay a $50 gas card and that oil change, free oil change, on you right around 10 till 3. We know that this election cycle has put the spotlight on parents, school board parents, parents trying to take control of their children's education, power brokers that say, no, it takes a village. We know what's best for your child. And the parents just sit down and shut up. That's essentially what they've been telling us. The big question is, how can we take control of our school board? We just had the school board elections about 10 days ago, and it's a little scary what's going on out there that people don't realize what's happening. Joining us now, I'm very happy to have Rebecca Wood on, Nevada Executive Director of American Majority. Before we go too far down the road, Rebecca, what is American Majority?
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin. I'm excited to be here. American Majority is a training and activist. We recruit activists and trainings to people to run for office. We also are an education arm. We want to educate people to what's really happening in our government, what they can do if they want to get in and make change. We want to encourage people to get in and make changes. American Majority, while it's new to Nevada, they were founded in 2008 and have had great success all over the country. We've trained over 61,000 people, and it's been really good because with us being a 501c3, we can reach out to all the conservatives. We're conservative, nonpartisan. So that opens a lot of doors for us that a lot of companies or places can't get, which enables us to train more people, get more people activated and involved in things that concern our life.
Does it bother you that, and it bothers me, that there are people that if you talk to them in the street or you run into them at the grocery store and you say, who's your school board member? They give you this glassy-eyed stare and they have no clue. Does it bother you that you know, the election of school board members is way down the ballot and a lot of people don't know what they're doing? Does that bother you at all as somebody that deals with this on a regular basis?
That really does bother me. I think people, you know, they don't realize the importance of our school board. And they think, oh, well, it's at the bottom of the ballot, so it doesn't matter. Well, it's one of the most important elected positions, because these are the people who are controlling what our future generations learn, how they're taught, what they're taught, when they're taught it. And people don't realize the importance of this. That's our future. And well, people aren't paying attention.
Well, and can I tell you, we talk a lot about education on this show because we are number 50 out of 50 when it comes to education in almost every category. We are 50th out of 50, and there's no signs of improvement. How do we, you know, what is the key to taking control of our school boards?
Involvement. Getting involved. Going to the school board meetings. Showing up. Volunteering in your child's classroom at the minimum, so you can really see and hear what's going on. But get involved. Go to the school board meetings. Pay attention. So many times we don't pay attention until we're on the national news, like we have been the last, you know, right before school got out. We've been on the national news several times. But we need to be paying attention before it gets there so that it doesn't get there. We need to be paying attention to the school board meetings. What are they? What curriculum are they approving? Here's something interesting is that, you know, everybody knows Nevada, we follow what California does. That just tends to be the way we're going right now. But did you know that the CCSD recently contracted with the same California educational corporations that propagate the indoctrination of our children according to the public records?
Mm.
We contracted with the same company.
What they do in the People's Republic of California, we will soon be doing here. Let me just ask you though, this thing that bothers me more than anything is that people have learned a great deal, and if there is any kind of positive note to the pandemic, it's the fact that parents got to see via Zoom and Skype and all of that, got to see essentially what their kids are being taught. And a lot of parents were incensed by that. They couldn't believe it. Is there going to be an interesting byproduct in the next couple of years as parents are more attuned to what's going on in that classroom?
Well, we definitely hope so. It, you know, but so many of the parents, oh, well, that was then. Well, you still need to get active. You need to activate. You need to go to the meetings. You need to say, hey, this happened. Why did this happen? What's going on? We want to change this. We do not want this in our curriculum. We don't want the same curriculum that California has that's propagating indoctrination. We don't want that. And I'm hoping that these parents who saw that and did not like what they saw are, at the very minimum, write a letter, send an email, make a phone call. At the very minimum, do those things. And it's going to take them getting involved, and it's going to take them saying, I saw this happen in my child's classroom.
I know that we are endeavoring, even as we speak, to put school choice on the ballot. School choice around the country, school choice here in Nevada, it is a very, very popular item. Can you talk a little bit about what school choice means and how it can work side by side with taking our schools back?
I think school choice is so important because in any sector of our society, the competition, we have competitiveness. And when we don't have any school choice, not that we want to go out and compete, but we need that. Hey, if our district doesn't step up, all these parents are going to go to these other schools. And they should. Sometimes they should. They need to have that option to go to the other schools that teach the basics, the fundamentals of what we want our children taught. School choice, there's so many different ways to do it. We can use a voucher system, which I think is the fairest. You know, here's your voucher, pick your school. And what that's going to enable is the parents are going to pick their schools, charter school, whatever school they choose, public school. And then the other schools that aren't getting picked are going to go, oh, we need to up our game. Let's fix what's broken. And I think that that's going to enable us a way to get in there and to fix things that are broken, to upgrade our education system.
Again, Rebecca Wood joining us, the Nevada Executive Director for American Majority, AmericanMajority.org. Let me just ask you, one of the obstacles to school choice has been the teachers union. As I always say, there are far more of us, meaning parents, than there are of them, meaning teachers. Why do we keep letting the teachers unions win when there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them?
That's a good question. And people aren't going to like my answer, but I think we as parents, grandparents, or people who are active in their school situation, we get lazy and we don't take on the important things that need to be taken on. Like in the Clark County School District, we have the children who are changing their genders, that are transitioning. Did you know the number of girls in Clark County School District that are on a gender plan is 16 times the national average? The national average says we should have 9 or 10 girls that are transitioning to boys. Do you know in the Clark County School District we have 154?
And where are they getting that from?
There's statistics that are out. I can actually send you our resources. There's also, we have 34 boys transitioning to girls. And these are students that are on a gender plan. And this goes from second grade all the way up to 12th grade. Actually, we have a kindergartner on the gender plan.
Wow. Wow. And they're getting this from what? Teachers? Activists?
Good question. That's what you mean. Where are we getting our information? Or
no? Where are these kids getting this this notion? Because in fact, we were talking about this earlier with Andrew Brown from the Texas Public Policy Foundation about this very subject. I mean, this is scary. And now groups are trying to lower the age where we start talking about this. So.
Well, here's the scariest thing is the role of the school parent in the gender plans of Clark County of the protocol. We still don't know. It's still unclear how much is parental involvement and how much is school involvement.
Wow. American Majority is going to be hosting a training session, parental control of your school board session. Can you talk a little bit about what some of the stuff you're going to be talking about is?
Yes. That training is going to be June 30th at 7 p.m., just so people know. And we're going to be meeting at the Nevada Policy and Research Institute. And what we're going to go over is why your school board matters, the opportunities that we have to go in and step in and to help reform, why and how we need to think outside the box, and what we can do in that. And educating people and the parents, why it's so important. I'm with you. It gets so far down on the ballot, people don't pay attention, and yet it's one of our most important elected positions. And we're going to guide and try and empower people to how they can create a fair and balanced school board here in Clark County.
I think that's great. When is the training, and where is the training?
The training is June 30th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and our training is going to be at the Nevada Policy and Research Institute at 7130 Placid Street in Las Vegas. And they can register online by going to AmericanMajority.org and click on trainings, or they can email me at RebeccaWood@AmericanMajority.org. And this is just one of several trainings that we're doing because we're so new to Nevada, but we really want to get Nevadans activated because there's still time for us to take control of our elections, to take control of our school boards, and to hold our elected officials accountable. There's still time.
I hope so. I really hope so, because this is the future of our community. Our cops, our judges, our attorneys, our doctors, our talk show hosts are all going to come out of this group, and I think there's still time But time, as we say on my hour open, time is running out. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us, and I'll look forward to hearing how folks receive this. But again, give us the June 30th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at NPRI's office, 7130 Placid Street, Las Vegas, 89119. Best of luck, and will you keep us posted?
I would be happy to, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing everybody there.
There you go.
On the 30th.
On the 30th. Rebecca Wood joining us, the Nevada Executive Director of the American Majority. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara, is the only standalone Jeep dealership in Nevada. Jeep Only offers zero down and $499 per month on Jeep Grand Cherokees. We have over 300 used cars in stock. Bad credit? No problem. You want the best Jeep models available in the market? We have them. Wrangler, Gladiator, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and hand-selected pre-owned Jeep inventory, as well as full complement of lifted and customized Jeep models. Come see us today. Jeep Only, located at 5255 West Sahara.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Angels of Las Vegas hosts the second annual Angels on the Green Charity Golf Tournament fundraiser, Friday, June 24th at Bears Best. The event will help support our mission and raise awareness for much-needed funds to support adults and children going through cancer and life-threatening illnesses. Tickets are $225 per golfer, $800 per foursome, and $75 for luncheon. Sponsorship opportunities starting at $1,000. The price includes breakfast, lunch, an award ceremony, and many raffle prizes. For more information, please visit angelsoflv.org. Today.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
She has her mother's eyes, button nose, and dependence to opioids. Every 15 minutes, a baby is born suffering from opioid withdrawal, but she doesn't have to. It's not too late for her, and it's not too late for you. Treatment is available for pregnant women struggling with opioid use, regardless of your ability to pay. Call 1-800-450-9530. Help is just a call away, 24/7. If you are pregnant and struggling with opioid use, call 1-800-450-9530 or visit cssnv.org for help. You are not alone. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation